we left off on Thursday with the Gemara Tosos proving that we save Tainin, that we advocate claims, and that we claim for the defendant that in fact there is a halacha of Tainin, that the shtar is mezuyev, and that we make this claim to defend the lawyer. That's the way Tosis concluded on Thursday. So before we go weiter into Tosis, I want to just review outside and add on Mahalchim before we continue the Tosis inside. Okay? What was Tosfos? The Mishnah said, if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say the fun enough, the fun enough. And if there are orin, you sky in the chosomo. So what did Tosva say? Tosva said, calls man that the husband doesn't come and protest, she can take this divorce and get remarried, and we are not tainin in mezuyev. Why aren't we tainin in mezuyev? Because why? Because mishumiguna akiva beirabonim. Now, what does that imply from the Tosva? That we would have in fact what? We would have in fact said that there was a concern of what? There was a concern of Mizuyev, but we see how will we master the Taisvis? I'll leave that Taisvis holds that a Baal Ashtar makes you into a what? About what? About Din. And therefore if a Baal Ashtar makes you into a Baal Din, we only do Tainin for a what? We only do Taininin for who? For a litigant, for a Baal Din. Is that correct? We only do Taininin for a Baal Din. According to the Ram, the Ramban, the Ritz, and the Rashba, what do we say? That a woman is not what? Mamono shel habal. She's not money of the Baal. Even though we said the Ram in the Dorf said she's mafka herself, she gets married to consent, but she's not mamono of the Baal. Therefore, what? You shouldn't be able to say Taininin. They're not a Baal Dover. He's not a Baal Dover on her. What's the answer we said? What's the pshat according to the Ran? We said that what? The Baal Ashtar, and therefore if he would come forward himself, he's a Baal Ashtar, like the Brisker Rav said. But if he doesn't come forward himself, does a Baal Ashtar make you into a Baal Din? No, it does not. Tosla says a Baal Ashtar makes you into a Baal Din, and therefore what? We would have said Tainina because of Mishum Yiguna Akila Den Avonu, we don't. Okay. Now, we pointed out from the Maram Shif. What do we point out from the Maram Shif? The Maram Shif writes later in the Tosis. Tosis says in the context of Matana and Mecher, gifting and selling, Parua makes no sense. So you can't do Tainin in a Parua to defend what? You come over to me, Zach, he has a star that I gifted him a Cadillac or a Rolls Royce. What are you going to say? Parua makes no sense. So what's the only thing to defend me? Tainin in what? Excellent, Mizuyev. So therefore, since Mizuyev has to be said where? In the context of Matan and Mecher, it spills over to Alba as well. Meaning there's a low plume concept found in the Maram Shif. That's how the Maram Shif explains the first line of the Tosis. Okay? How does he explain the first line of the Tosis, the Maram Shif? That what? What does he explain? That even though, please get this, when it comes to a Get Isha, is there a Svara of Shabakta Lachaya Lekobiria? No, there isn't. Why not? What does Shabak Melchai Kobiria mean? That someone's going to rip someone else off, right? And cause him to lose a lot of money. Take away all his money. Is there a concern by the woman? She's in charge. If the get is possible, she's not going to get remarried with a apostle get. So what are you worried about? What do you mean Shabak Melchai Kobiria? That's by Mominus. We're not worried about it by what? By a get Isha. So what's the concern? So what's the Maram Shif say? Must be that what? That there is no concern of Shavak Lachai Kobiria. So why would you do Tainin and Mizuyev by a Get Isha? Because of what? Lo Plum. It applies by other stars, it applies to Get as well. So we would have said Tainin across the board. Why don't we? Because of what? Mishum what? Iguna. Excellent. Very good. Everett's on the ball. Very excellent. Okay? Alright. Now let's take it from here. And add on to the Mahalchim that we have to say now in the Tosis. Okay? Tosis Tosfos made a line that by Dini Momenis, and this is a very important Kiddush, because of Shavakta Lachai Kovirya, we defend who? Who are the three people we defend, Tosfos said? A lover that's out of town, a lokeach, and what else? Yisovi. Which one do we say that Tosfos adds on himself? Lova being out of town. Excellent, Sam. Because the Gemara says on Unches that we say Taninim for a Lokeach and for a Yorish. Tosfos added that on. Who argued on Tosfos? Who argued on Tosfos that says we don't do Taninim for a Lova out of town? The Re Migash. That today's Daf Yomi. Happens to be today's Daf Yomi. We're Taninim for a Lokeach and a Yorish. We don't do Taninim for a Lova who's out of town. Tosfos put that in. What the Rimigash said, we don't. What will we do for the Rimigash, like so said? We'll make a tainin of what? Shema. We'll say maybe he doesn't owe the money. Bari b'shema, la bari adif. You don't owe any money. Right? You don't owe any money. So granted, for a lokech nirosh, we'll do a tainin of bari, but not a tainin of shema. Okay. There's a big discussion. Tosfos assumes we're going to defend three people. What's it based on? Everyone's going to steal from everyone else, right? Okay. What is the assumption? The assumption is that we're going to what? We're going to forge Aiden. Forge signatures. There is a major problem. The Tumim asked the Kasha, the Chassam Sofer and the Maram Shik and the Ibn Ezra, and Mr. Solomon Meltzer, the great goat. They all asked the following Kasha. I don't understand. There's a famous din that we'll get up to, but when we get to Daf Gimel of Rish Lakish that we've mentioned already. That what? Eidim, Achasumim, Alashtar, is Nasek in what? Is Nasek in me? Shenechkron, Eidusim, the basic. You have a star, we assume the signatures are great, they've been interrogated, and they're telling the truth. Automatic. This is Rish Lakish's thing. Eidim Achasumim Alashtar Nasek Emisha Nechron Yedusim Bebeis. It's an amazing finish. That's Rish Lakish says. A star is like testifies on itself. Okay? Oh. So all these Gedolei Achronim ask. The Tumim, the Chassam Sofer, the Maram Shik, the Vina Ezel. They all ask. How is it shayin? If we have such a rule, why on earth are we worried about it? What does Rashi say in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and get in our Masechta? Lo chashin l'ziv. Rashi writes on this phrase, Lo chashin l'ziv. We're not worried about forgery. If you're not worried about forgery, so why on earth does Tosfos say that we have to stand up for these three people? Because Shabbat L'chai Kobiri, they're going to fake it, they're going to fake the whole Shahar and make it forgeries. It's against the whole cloud of Rish Lakish. Rashi says, we're not chashish for Ziv. You follow me, Isaac? What's Tosfos' whole premise? About the Momon, Tainin and Mezuyah, for these three people, Koshavak and Chaykoviria. Everyone's going to write up a star and forge things. What are you worried about? We're never worried about forging things. We're never worried about forging things. That's what this cloud says, and that's what Rashi says on this cloud. So what's the pshat, Lamaisa? So the Chassam Sofer, the Maram Shiktim and Ezel, and the Shmur Razovsky, they say like this. When we're judging on a certain person that takes out a star, then we say, Mistama, we're not Chayshish Laziv. But, all the people in the world are not forgers. But there is a guy out there in the world that is a forger. There is a minority of people in the world that are forgers. And we are nervous about that one guy, because that one guy can wreak a lot of havoc. And he can write up multiple staros and can collect from multiple people. So in general, we are not chashish for Ziv. But we must be very nervous that there might be one guy that will wreak a lot of different havoc. And the truth is, there is a Tosfos in the Seches Ksubis. On Daf Chof Chesem and Aleph. Okay? Tosfos writes a Ksubis Chof Chesem and Aleph. He writes the following. That at a Diraisa level, we don't need any Kiyum Stars. On a Diraisa level, Tosfos asks, if in fact you don't need Kiyum, so Tosfos says, oh no, You don't need kiyum? That's what Reish Lakish tells me. Reish Lakish tells me you don't need kiyum on a direct another. So that we should be nervous that some guy's going to write up all these forged arrows and collect money and wreak a lot of havoc. So what does Tosfos answer over there? Bnei Yehoshua explains, and this is the Chiddush, he explains the kasha of Tosfos, not the teretz, but the kasha. Most people are not mechutzof in the forge. It's a milsa de lo shchicha. But there is a minority of people that are mechutzofim, and that are bad guys, and they'll wreak a terrible amount of havoc. And that's the reason Rosh Habakta Chaylakul Kiri. Because there is a minority of people out there that are bad guys, and they will cause this one to be a major, major problem. They will cause this to be a major, major problem. And that is the Kiddush that we find in this. So please get this down. The whole assumption of Tosfos that we have to put Tainin into the Suya is against this cloud. No, it's not, the answer is. Because the bottom line, there is a guy, a bad guy out there that can wreak terrible amount of havoc and forge a lot of different stars. And because of that, we must want, because of this halacha, that is why, in fact, Lo Shabakta L'chai Kol Birya. That is why we have to what? We have to defend what? That's why we have to defend this person. So it's a very important chiddush, l'maisa, that we have to be what? Tainin in mezuyah. We have to tain it at its forged, okay? Because it's a very interesting svara. There are bad guys out there, even though it's not the role, but that's why we will defend these three people. And that's the basis of Tosfos. And that's what the Pnei Yehoshua really explains, this kasha of Tosfos and Ksubis called Chesar HaGeras Kim Stars. He says, Kim Stars Durban Tema. Kagan Dibidi Yerisa feel Aina Aim Shakiru Khasima Saidim and Star Kusher. Even if the Aidim don't recognize the signatures, you're gonna tell me it's Kusher Im can't call Adam Shayirtsi. Yezayev the Yichtom the Yachtom Vashirtsi the Yigbiminadu. It's gonna wreak havoc. That's Tosfos Kasha. That's exactly what Tosfos is asking. So Tosfos is asking this Kasha Pnei Yehoshua explains. And the truth is, the Pnei Yehoshua explains by us. Please get it. That's the Pnei Yehoshua Ksubis. The Pnei Yehoshua by us explains that the chazaka of people not being bad guys has diminished. The Pnei Yehoshua and Dibra Maskel, the Kaimelon, I gave this to you, says that originally Klal Yisrael was never choshed on forging. Lo nechshedu Yisrael was the Yufe. But during the times of the Gemara, that chazaka weakened. Isra chazaka. And there was a prevalent number of people forging, and therefore, bimei chachmei Talmud, we were misaking the notion of tayinim mizuyah, just like there's a shvua called the shvua's heses. Is anyone familiar with the shvua's heses? This is a Gemara shvua's dachmen, Rav Nachman. Was Masakish who says this. If I come over to Yitzi and say, Yitzi, you owe me $1,000. And he says, Rabbi, I don't owe you a penny. Media writes that Yitzi can walk out of base. But Midrabanan, they imposed the Shavuos Heses. When did they impose that? During the times of Rav Nachman. Because Chazaka ain anam toveya elim kineshola. I have to have some credibility. I'm not going to say Yitzi owe me $100,000 unless there's some iota of credibility. So they imposed the Shavuos Midrabanan called a Heses. But that only emerged Bizman HaKabar. In the same vein, this nervousness of forgeries only emerged Bizman HaKabar. Because me not Torah, your average Lakish. Me not Torah, your average Lakish. This nervousness only Bizman HaKabar. Chazaka ain't Adam Tovea Ela Im Kain Yeshua Allah. So that's why there's a Shavuos Heses. But this is a very important, I want you to get this. Because you'll read this text and say, what's going on here? How does this square with Reish Lakish? We're never worried about forgeries. The answer is you're right. Most guys don't forge with our majority, minority guys. But they can wreak an unbelievable amount of havoc. And that's echoed by that text in Ksubas that Pnei Yehoshua explains to Kasha. And that's what the Pnei Yehoshua says here. And he says, Bispana Gemara Taka got worse. That's why Tosfos says this chiddush. Okay, that's the first mahalach. Secondly, now, Kiyum Shtaris, let's get this, is always like a backup. don't mean like a backup, but it shows that there's veracity and legitimacy to the star. What is the status of a star that hasn't been verified yet? Okay? It's the second mouth. Please get it. What is the status of a star that hasn't been verified? It's mashma from our Tosis that a star that hasn't been verified yet is considered to be a star. Okay? Meaning, the Rabbanon only instituted Kiyum Staris when what? When there was a claim that it was Mesuyev. When there was a claim that it was Mesuyev, then the Rabbanon stood up and said, verify the star. And therefore, when the law is not in town, we will also claim that what? That it was Mesuyev. This is what Tosis I gave you in 10 block earlier in Sukkos, actually 9 block, on Daf Yutes asks, Modu Mishtar Shekosme and Tzarek Lekaimo, Tosis asks, being Tamar, Modu Mishtar Shekosme is a low and it's still low, you don't have to verify it. Tosis says, why doesn't he believe to say Migu? Why doesn't he believe to say Parua with the Migu of Mizuyev? Modu Mishtar Shekosme and Tzarek Lekaimo, in Tomer, on my time alone, Mehem and Migu, di Bayar Mizuyev. What's the loaf of mitzvah? The Bible doesn't have to verify star. Why not? Let the loaf be believed with parua, with amigu mezuyah. So one answer, Tosis says, is v'yesh lomer shema yare loaf lo lomer mezuyah. You're afraid the loaf would never claim mezuyah. He's afraid. Penyach yishuhu, the lake amigu. Amigu is only theoretically if a guy would make a claim. The guy would never make the claim. He's afraid. Then he writes to Pirusha Kuntras b'mokom acher. Rashi writes some other place, we're not sure where. The time mission the Dvar Torah and Tzarek Kiyum, they didn't enim chasum al star, nasa amikin shnekru edusin de beizdin, for a bonan u ditzrich kiyum, ki toin mezuyifu, ala beshar tans go peru, lo yitzrich le kiyum. Chein nira lori. So please, let's get this. Again, the second ma'alik would begin, we're proving that Tosis holds that a star, that a malvus holding a star that hasn't been verified, it is a star. The only time the Rabbanan institute kiyum is when there is a claim that it was forged. Where the lova claims it's forged, then malvus is for malva verified. In the same vein, we'll stand up for the lova who's out of town and claim it's forged. Now where do we see this? We see this from that place in Ksubas. Because there is a sheet in the Gemara which we saw on Thursday. Lova the star shekosu. You're the lova. You admit that you wrote the star. Right? The lova writes the star. It doesn't have to be verified. The malva has a star. The lova writes it. The malva holds it. Lova says you're right. There was a lova. Malva doesn't have to verify. Asks Tosis. I don't understand. Let the lova be believed to say parua, even though the malva has the star, but it wasn't verified. So let the lova be believed to say parua with the migu he could have said mizuyu. Right? And therefore force the malva to mekayim the star. That's Tosin Ksubas. Everyone got that? What's the answer, Tosis says? Tosis says two answers. Number one, the lova does not have a migu of mizuyu because he never would claim it because he's afraid that he would be proved wrong. A migu's only if practically he would claim it. And then Tosis quotes from a Rashi, the Mokamacher, we don't know where the Rashi is. And he says, you know what? The only time you need Kiyum anyway is when what? When there's a claim of Mesuyev. A claim of Parua doesn't force you to verify the star. If you're a Maul Yitzi, you have a star and I claim Parua, Parua is bogus. By the fact you have a star that shows I didn't pay it. The only claim that will generate Kiyum is what? Mesuyev. This is what we want to bring out here. I want you to get this, okay? That's what Tosis is clearly assuming. We do Tainin and Mesuyev. Tosis is going back and forth. He's wavering back and forth. Do you do it or not? We left off on Thursday. We do Tainin and Mesuyev. Okay? We do Tainin and Mesuyev. But what I want to bring out is that the premise of Tosis is that the only thing that forces Kiyum Staris is what? Is Kiyum. And the truth of the matter is, and this I want you to get, Lamaisa, very interesting. How would you explain the suffix of Tosis whether we say Tainin and Mesuyev? How would you explain the suffix of our Tosis whether we say Tainin and Mesuyev? How would you explain it? So we could say it in one of two ways. The Maharam Shif explains that were the Rabbanim Misakein to be Choshish Bezeiuf in every situation, or were they only Choshish when the Nitpa himself claimed explicitly that it's Bezeiuf? That's the suffix of Tosfos, says the Maharam Shif. Did we arbitrarily always are we Choshish for Zeiuf? Or no, is it only when he actually claims in himself are we Choshish for Zeiuf? And that's exactly what he means to say. In other words, definitely it's an uncommon claim. But the tzad that we've tanin in Mezuyif is because it could very well be that maybe what? Maybe Kolzman that what? That the shtar has not been what? Has not been verified, maybe it's not a shtar. Meaning to say, this is what I want you to get down. One way of writing this suffix of Tosfos as to whether we do Tainimin of Mezuyah is simply, is a star believe Kiyum a star or not? A star Olo. Meaning, if it is a star, then we will not do Tainimin Mezuyah. If a star without Kiyum is not a star, then we do Tainimin of Mezuyah. Meaning Tosfos is wavering back and forth. Will we speak up on behalf of the Baal Din and say that it's Mezuyah? Well, you know what that depends upon? What's the status of a star that hasn't been verified? A star that hasn't been verified, let me write it so you get it 100%. A star believes, if it's a star, then low time in Mizuyah. There's no way. So the guy explicitly says to himself, we're not going to do it for you. Or no. Or no, maybe a star believes is anal star, and that means, you know why it's not a star? Because we do time in Mizuyah. That's basically what we could explain this Tulsus is really mistopic on. Maybe what is the status of a star, in essence? Okay? What is the status of a star? And it could very well be, Lamaisa, that despite the fact that it's not a what? Common claim, it's an uncommon claim, but you know what? The status of a star without Kiyum is bogus. And therefore we're forced to say that it's Mizuyah. Okay? That's one way that we can explain the pshat l'maisa of this one, of this Tulsus. One way to explain the suffix. That's just according to the Maharam Shif. Okay? So I want you to get that. Another way of explaining it is Rav Shmuel Rozalsky, who explains it like this, the great Rosh Yeshiva in Panovich. He wants to explain the suffix of Tulsus is, when you do Tainin the Mezuyah, does it have a status of a Taina, or is it not a Taina? Because it's so uncommon. That's another way to explain the suffix in places. In other words, when you do Tainimin, does Tainimin make it into a Taina? Or do you say that no, since it's so uncommon, it's Lo Shkiach, then even through Tainimin, it's not a Taina. Ain't no Taina, even through Tainin. Ain't no Taina, Afiru Al Yedei Tainin. People on the day Tainin will not be labeled as a Tainin. Okay? So that's another way to explain the suffix of the Tosfos. Okay. Fine. Now, Lamaisa, it's very, very interesting, Lamaisa, that I want to bring out now. So this is the second mahalach that I wanted you to bring out, that I wanted to bring out about a star and the status of it being a kuyah. So these are two different ways, at the end of the second mile, how to explain the suffix of Tosfos. Let's now turn to Tosfos itself, inside. I want to try to finish the Tosfos, and then we'll go back to the rest of the Lumdus that I want to bring out from the Tosfos. Okay? So we picked it up from, we're on Yud Gimel and Beis on the top, we're on Beis and Beis rather, on the top, Vim Toima. Okay? At this point in Tosfos, Tosfos have proof that we will say Mezuyah. He first said Parua, then he said Yesh Lo Chiyach, and then he proved it from the Gemara and Get Pashit, and Parua won't be able to do the job. Okay, let's see the Vim Toima. Okay? Let's see Vim Toima. Eitan, go ahead. Vim Toima. Let's see Beis in the face. Go ahead. Yaxul Rameir, Latsur Alpi. So Tokiso. So what is this case here? So this is a very interesting case. And normally when I lend money, I want you to get the din. Okay, there's a lot of background we need to know for this, but I want you to get the din. There's two types of loans in halal. There's a milvah pet in oral loan, milvah pet, and there's something called a milvah bishtar, a written loan. If I lend money to Yitzi, let's say $1,000, and after the loan, a week later, he sells some property to Alex. So I come to Yitzi after a month, and Yitzi says, I say, Yitzi, you owe me $1,000. He says, I don't have it written. So I can go to Alex, if he bought a $1,000 parking lot, and there's a shibud on that parking lot, I can take it. What's that buy? Milvah bishtar, agnova, minachasim, mishubat. Okay? The Shabbat is the parking lot or the field that Alex had. Because there's a call that goes out. Anytime a star is written, there's a voice that goes out. I mean, Alex should have been on the ball. That's his own fault that he bought his property with a lien on it. Tough luck. Okay? I'm sorry. Now, if I take away the parking lot from you, of course, you'll get cash back. But you wanted the parking lot. No law pad, there is no call that goes out, an oral loan, and therefore I can only collect from Yitzi straight up, which is called Nechasim B'nei Chorin. Gova Nechasim B'nei Chorin. This is a very important din that you must know, okay? This is the mission of Bava Basra on Kuf Ayin Hei in the base. This rule about a Milva Ba'al Milva Bishtar. That's a halacha mission in Bava Basra. Okay, now, there is a very big concern that there's going to be communion, because it could very well be that if a star was lost, and that was this case, they found a star in the street, and it was not written in any achrayas. Now this is another machlokes I want you to get. What does achrayas mean? Literally means responsibility. But what it means is the ability to collect from Alex. Meaning the star that we wrote up, if Yitzi doesn't have the money, he's the lova, I have a backup that I can go to who? To the lokeach, the buyer. Okay? Now, what happens if there was no achrayas written in the star? Can I go collect from Alex? Yes or no? Rav Meir says, no, I cannot. The Chachamim say that I can based on the following principle. Achrayas tolls sofer. Very important. Even though it was not written in there in the star, it was a mistake of the sofer. It should have been written there. It's automatic. That's what the Chachamim hold like, and we pasken like this. Rav Meir doesn't hold of that. Rav Meir says if the achrayas wasn't written in the star, you cannot collect from Alex. Nothing doing. The star needs to have achrayas. So Rav Meir says, if you find a star on the street, okay? If you find a star in the street, there's no way you can return that star back to the Malva. Why? Because there was no achrayas written in it. And according to the mayor, if there's no achrayas written in it, not only can you not collect from what? From Alex, you cannot even collect from who? From his... It's like the whole thing is like a joke. A star without achrayas or mayor holds is a joke. It's like a verbal loan. We'll see why he says you can return. Okay, we'll see. But I'm saying the Malva cannot collect with the star. The Malva cannot collect with the star, not from Alex and not from Yitzi, because a star without a Christ is a sham. It's like a milvah pet. It's like a nothing. Therefore, you cannot collect anything. Okay, why not? Because we're afraid. Can't collect from Alex, and he can't collect from Yitzi because it's not even a star. He can't collect from Alex because we're afraid that maybe what? Maybe there'll be some communion going on. What's the trickery going to be? The trickery is going to be that I'm going to take the land from Alex, right? And then me and you, Yitzi, will split the land. You'll say that you haven't paid me, even though you did pay me. You'll lie. We're in cahoots with one another. And I'll go ahead and take the money from Alex. And then we'll split it under the table. Okay? But Rav Meir is very strong. Not only does he not allow me to collect from Alex, he doesn't even allow me to collect from you. Because a shtar without a chrayis is considered to be bogus, not a shtar. Okay? So Yitzi asks a great question. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel establishes the case where the lovah did not, you, said you didn't, it never existed. The whole thing never existed. She'ain lovah moda. The whole thing doesn't exist. Never existed. You weren't moded to it. So why on earth does the shtar return to me? Only to stuff up a bottle. Well said, Seth. I cannot collect a penny from Yitzi or from Alex. The only reason why you return the shtar is to stuff up your bottle. A stopper. That's it. Worthless. So go ahead now. Go ahead, read again there from the Im Tomar again. Eitan, please. Very good. Go ahead. Do it. See it again. Im Tomar. Oh, Umuki La Shmuel. And Shmuel establishes the case of the Mishnah. Excellent. The Lova denies the whole thing. Go ahead. Reb Meir, according to Meir, returned the shtar to the Mava. No big deal. The Mava can't collect a penny. But give him the shtar back to stuff up his bottle. Okay. Go ahead. But according to the Rabbanon, go ahead. Imaharle. What did the Rabbanon say? Alright, what did the Rabbanon say? Lo Yasser. Tyson says, what are you worried about? Return the shtar to me. If I'm Mekayim it, if I verify with the signatures, it's good. Then Yitzi owes me money. If I don't Mekayim it, I'm going to lose. Right? If I don't Mekayim it, what are you losing? I can't win. So what was the Rabbanon so nervous about, Lo Yasser? See, they don't hold like Reb Meir that a shtar without a chrayis. What do they hold? Jesse, what are the one and all? Achrayis tos sulfuru. So it is a legitimate star. Either there's no achrayis, and it's like it's written there. So I can collect from you, I can collect from Alex. But I can only collect if I'm a kayanid. So if I'm a kayanid, then it's good. If I'm not a kayanid, then I won't be able to. So what are you nervous about? Why did the Rabbanan say lo yachzer? Ella, go ahead, Eitan. I'm going to wait till Yitzi goes out of town. You went to Philly for Shabbos. I'm going to wait till you go out of town. Right? And then what's going to happen? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm going to whip out the shtar as the mouth. Yitzi's not going to be around. And therefore what? What's going to happen? I'm going to collect. What do you mean I'm going to collect? Didn't Tosus just prove, John? Tainin and what? Mizuyev? What are you worried about? The Rabbanon say, Lo Yasser, you know what we're worried about? Because I'm going to pick up that star, I'm going to wait till he's out of town, and I'm going to go ahead and try to collect on it. What's the big deal? Won't we do Tainin and Mizuyev? Evidently we won't. So that's what Isaac Tosus is asking on himself. Why do the Rabbanon say, Lo Yasser? What are you nervous about? You're nervous about me waiting till he goes out of town so I'll collect? We'll stand up for him and claim Mizuyev. Evidently we don't stand up for him. That's what he's asking on himself. Evidently, we will not stand up for it. So don't tell me Tainin Mizuyev, Tainin Mizuyev. The whole basis of the Rabbanan Sheet of Bogatzir, your base and base, is based on low Tainin Mizuyev. Just start with Kasha. Okay, that's Tosis Kasha. You got it, Chlore? Clear his class. You got it, Aaron? Okay. Very good. Now, it's interesting, the Marashah points out, please get this, that this kasha is only lefi the Rabbanan. But you could have asked the kasha according to Reb Meir as well, right? Because Reb Meir said, shtar sheyesh bo achrayis. What does Reb Meir hold? Just get this point. If it's a shtar sheyesh bo achrayis, Yonah, what does Reb Meir hold? Lo yasher. So you could have asked the kasha just as well according to Reb Meir if it was a shtar sheyesh bo achrayis, which shows it is a good star. Reb Meir says, lo yasher. We're nervous. What are you nervous about? Tainin Mizuyev. Evidently, we don't do Tainin Mizuyev. So the Marashah just points out that Tosfos could have asked this kasha according to Reb Meir, and in fact, if it was a shtar sheyesh bo achrayis, in fact, if you look at both Metziah, Tosfos asks the kasha according to Reb Meir as well. Okay? And we'll see in the Tosfos Terech also, Lamaisa, that he works with Reb Meir as well. Okay? Oh. Go ahead, Eitan. Excellent. Mike, so let's see Tyson's terrors. Excellent. Ella, so what does he say up there now? So he says like this. He says, you know, I want to tell you something, Tyson says. I want to tell you something. Don't think it's because we're not Tainin and Mizuyev. It's not because of that. The Tana doesn't say Lo Yasa because we don't do Mizuyev. Because we always have a way to save ourselves. We could always do Tainin and what? Harua. What does Rav Meir say? Moda Bishtar Shekosvu? If the Lov admits, what does Moda Bishtar Shekosvu mean? What do the words mean? I admitted that the star was written up. If I admit that the star was written up, and you have to verify the star, that means Parua is what? Parua is believed. Because the father would be believed to say Parua with the Migla of Mizuyev. Even though the Asomim would not be, because they can't claim Mizuyev, right? They don't have a Migla. Remember we proved from Amun Aleph? That as long as what? The father has both claims, the Bezin can make one of the two claims, remember? That's what he said. That's what we proved in Pirka Mokra Savais. So he says, no, don't worry about it. It's not because we can't claim Mizuyev. We could always claim what? Parula. And that would do the job. Ella, go ahead, Eitan.
Ella, any time of the Lord Yahshua came on to get struggle to be lost, the Lord was going to be up here. Ain't no God was granted a few years of a big deal. And I see no shepherds you can die.
Excellent, excellent. Tosis says, you know what? I'll tell you why we don't return the star. Don't think for a moment that it's because we don't stand up and say Mizuyev. Because we would stand up and say Mizuyev, we would stand up and say Parua. Don't worry about that. You see, Tosa said in Amun Aleph, if you prove we say Tainin and Mizuyev, right? Tosa asked him something. Evidently, we don't do Tainin and Mizuyev. Tosa says, it's not because necessarily we're not Tainin and Mizuyev. Because even if we would say, even if Tosa said, even if you suggested that we don't Tainin and Mizuyev, we still have a way of blocking it by doing Tainin of what? Of Parua. The bottom line is why we're not Machzirated is because this star is really messed up. It has a terrible reis about it. It was lost. It was in a field. But whenever there is a reis on this star, reis is a bad fragrance. Something's up. Something's false to it. Even if you're Mekayim the star, it won't help. It's an amazing thing that there are some exceptions that even keen stars will not help, will not save the day. And if it is a reis about it, that it was lost, and we're afraid it's forged, then even if you're Mekayim the star, it will not help. That's why Lo Yachzir, according to you, the Chacham. So what did Tosis ask his kasha Eitan read so nicely? He said, Mimonavshach. He said, if you're not Mekayim the star, you will win in the mouth. If you're Mekayim the star, you'll win. So what are you worried about? What are you nervous about? I'll tell you what you're nervous about. Because even if I'm Mekayim the star, still the whole thing might be a hoax and a sham. That's why we're not master. So what is your impression from Tosos? Will we, do we, does he stick with the sheep of Tainin and Mizuyev? I think so, yes. Tainin and Mizuyev. Don't ask me from that Gemara, because even if in theory you wanted to say we don't do Tainin and Mizuyev, we would stand up and do Parua. The bottom line why we don't return is for a new reason. Because this is an exceptional case, because when there's a Reyesun, Lo Yachzir, I'm going to write that Kim Stars Lola Wheel, when there is a Reyesun. And the Reyesun is that it fell on the ground, the field. This is the finish that we want to bring out of this. Okay? It's an amazing chiddush that he brings up, even with your feeling. Yeah, go ahead, Yitzhak.
It's much of merit, though, even though as his rest, we would still say that. Because we redeem at some point, that's why we give it back.
But according to Reb Meir, I mean, that's what Tosis basically includes in his sheet, that according to Reb Meir. Even according to Reb Meir, Lamaisa, in this situation, according to Reb Meir, there's a Reisa. So Reb Meir...
I don't
realize you
give it back at all.
No, so Reb Meir, if it's a star that has no Achrayas, then according to Reb Meir, you'll never be able to collect. If it's a star that has Achrayas, we will not give it back, even according to Reb Meir, correct. We will not.
I mean, even here, if we know that you're not going to be able to collect, the Chum uses it as an excuse not to give it back at all.
No. According to the Chachamim, Zacharias falls off for it. You would be able to collect the Pars Makayvet. Tosis comes and answers and says, no. Because there's a race to it, even with Kiyum Stars, you won't be able to collect. And for Reb Meir, even the star that has no Achrayas will never be able to collect. And even if it does have an Achrayas, which makes it a good star, according to Reb Meir, you won't be able to get it back. Because why? It has a race. So I'm saying this answer would answer even according to Reb Meir. And that's what Tosis says in Bava Metzia. That's the chiddush that Tosis wants to bring out. But I want to stress also that he's sticking to his guns. Tainin and Mesuyah. Now I want to give another answer to this kasha, okay? The Tumim gives this answer. Please get it. The great Tumim, Genis Nagis. In fact, I'll tell you two quick stories of our Genis Nagis. One, we were eating by Big Tom Hoffman on Chops for lunch. So he told me one story about him, so I gave him another story, but it's the same concept. Reb Yonis and Eibschitz, there was a story of a man who, a very wealthy man, came to the Rav and stood a chicken, or was a cow. Cow was thousands of dollars. Now it's very expensive, sure in those days. And he said, I'm sorry, it's a trefa, you can't eat it. So on the cobble, the Rav made up sock, that's it. The next week, this same fellow had a din terah of $10 with another guy. And the Rav paskin against the wealthy guy for the other guy. And he went ballistic. So Dennis, I think it was Dennis Nijic, said, so I don't understand. Last week, thousands of dollars are lost. And he never said a word. You cobble it, you save it upon the office. And now, for $10, you're going ballistic. He said, Rebbe, you don't understand. The thousands of dollars are just to the Avishter. Okay, so I lost the money. But that guy gets $10. No way. The other guy, that enraged him. Follow me? Got it? The same story, this similar story is told about him. He was traveling once in Yom Kippur. And he came into a shul, davening. And he sat in the back. They said, "They're Jameson, the Gaul." And they said, "Rabbi, please sit in the front." He said, "No, I want to sit next to this fellow. He's davening with such geschmack. He's crying. It's unbelievable. I want to sit by him." So it's been fine. They got the Kriyas Atar in that was called Nidri. So they got the Kriyas Atar in the morning. So the Gabbai says, "I'm going to give you Hamish." He says, "Hamish." He says, "You're giving that guy shlishi, and you're not giving me shlishi." This is what this Rabbanish, I was sitting next to the fellow. So, okay. So that was it. So he continues to doubt. Musa Minchin, he's crying and crying, and coming before the Elam. Rabbanish, I just can't believe this fellow. He's sitting there crying and crying, and here he was knocking on not giving shlishi. So Rabbanish, I says, "Listen, before we start, I got to ask you, you know. And you're crying, it's such a kavod, it's unbelievable, you're so mocky, you didn't get shlishi." He says, "You don't understand. See, me and the Avishter, okay, I have to cry and cry. That fellow should get shlishi and not me." Even Mr. Haskell talks, we have to in Chazak, try to, be as big as an unknown as possible. So Rav Yonis Nagis wrote many sforim. One of the same sforim they wrote on Choshen Mishpat he has is called the Urim Detumim. On Yordea, it's called the Kresi Uplesi, and on Choshen Mishpat, it's called the Urim Betumim. So he writes the following answer, and Rebbe Kiveger says, "Said that the tomb is in Siman Samach Tesivka and Zion." He says like this. Do you recall that we mentioned Rav Shri Ragon earlier? What was Rav Shri Ragon? What did he say? The Shach quoted him. You remember Rav Shri Ragon? I mean, it was the first 2 days, remember? The first Rashi there. Not the first Rashi, the last Rashi in Mishpat. Rashi mentioned how many ways of kiyum shtaris? Two. What was the third? Hashgach shtaris. What do we say the Rav Shimon Gold Shita was? That if there's a protest, an error, so then you need kiyum d'oraisa. The only way you can accomplish kiyum d'oraisa is the first two. The third way is always kiyum d'rabbanan. He wanted to say a similar answer. A shtar that has a reisa requires kiyum d'oraisa. And we're afraid, you know what people are going to do? They're going to use hashvah shtaros. Therefore, lo yachzer. Therefore, lo yachzer. Please get it. We're afraid that since it's a shtar that has a reisa, we require kiyum d'oraisa. And we're afraid that when I go to the kind of the shtar as the malva, I'll use hashvah shtaros. Well, I'm sorry, that's not enough. You need a d'oraisa key. Therefore, because of that, chomse lo yachzer. And that's why in Ashtar, as Yitzipo and Ashtar Sheish Bochras, Rebbeir also would say Boyaxer. If it has a Chras, of course.
Okay.
Because we're afraid that people are going to use Ashtar, which is not good enough to be dangerous. The Tumim and Rebbe Kiveh would give this answer. Genius answer. Valid answer. That's a different answer than Tosis Kasha. You know, you can bring a Raya. So give me a Svara. Why don't you think Tosis said that answer? What do you say? Go ahead, Ellie. Very excellent, Ellen. The reason why Tosis didn't give the answer is because maybe Tosis argues in her Shurigo. Our Tosis. And he holds that Ashvah Shtaros even works to fulfill a Kiyum D'oraisa. Very excellent, Ellen. That's what I would say. The reason why Tosis didn't give that answer himself is because he holds that Ashvah Shtaros works, Midatayr. If you need Kiyum D'oraisa. Alright. Very excellent. Go ahead now, Eitan. Now, this is a very unique exception that Kiyum Shtaris is bad. What do I mean that Kiyum Shtaris is bad? That Kiyum Shtaris doesn't work in a case with the Reza. So it's somewhat unique. Tosfos wants to prove it, that there's a case in Shas like this. Go ahead.
Yeah, I need to get questioned.
Right, what on earth does that mean? Our Nezuka. So what is our Nezuka? Our Nezuka means A leather bottle. You know, a leather, what do they call it? Casks?
Not
flask. A flask. There's also something, a leather, they put liquids in there. You know, you shake up the liquid. So I'll read you the case. It's an amazing case. There was a guy who forged a star. So one of the Amoraim said, you know what? My signature is very ordinary. I know how you could forge mine. But the other Amoira, I don't know how he forged his, because his is a very unsteady signature. So he says, I tell you what I did. He went on to one of these, you know how they have the rope bridges? And he signed the star while he was standing on one of those rope bridges, so it's very unsteady. So the comparison is to liquid being shaked around in the fluid bottle, in that flask. So just like it shakes up, and that's how he stands. Let me read you the Lashon HaGemara. That's the case on this Arnezuka. Let me read you the Lashon. Gemara says like this. Ahush Shtara, there was a star. I want you to get the case. Davichasimala Rava Rav Ada Bar Ada. There was a star that Rava was signed on it, and Rav Acha Bar Ada. Also it commanded Rava. He came in the presence of Rava. Amar Lei, Din Achasimus Yada Didi. He says, wow! These signatures are signatures of my own hand. Mew, Kamei de Rav Ada Bar Avon lo chasimili. Mi'olam. I don't ever recall ever signing a star with Rav Ada Bar Avon. This is Rava talking. I don't ever recall it. But that's my signature. So what they do, Kafte, they tied the guy up. The Ode. And this admitted, this motivated him to admit it. Kafte means they tied him up. V'odei, and he coaxed him into admitting. Amar Lei. So Rava says to the guy, you know what? They coaxed, they tied him up, and he said it's forged. So Rava says, you know what? Tell me something. Amar Lei Bishlam Didi Zeyat. My signature, I understand you could forge. Mine's ordinary. Ella the Rav Ada Bar Ada, Rav Acha Bar Ada, the Rosis Yode, that his hands shake. Hechi avarata, how did you forge it so nicely? Amar, anchi yadoi ametzra. He says he put his hands on a what? On the metzra. The metzra is on the rope. You know, the rope of the bridge. You know, they shake up and down. L'amrullah kam arzenuka v'kosuf. That he stood on this board and he was shaking back and forth, and therefore what? And therefore his hands wavered. So in this case, Lamaisa, what is this an example of? Eitan? A case of what? That a star was what? Verified with Kim stars, and we still threw it out. Because there was like screaming coming out of the walls. If Ravu, the Gadol HaDor, says, I never signed a star with Arab, I don't care how many henpecks. Remember we said henpeck are seals? That basically proved? Basically, Ravu is saying, you give me 1,000 henpecks. I know that I never signed a document with who? With Rav Ada Bar Ach, Rav Acha Bar Ada. Even if it's Kim Strauss, you throw it out. So there are a few cases you can dig up in Shas that even with Kim Strauss, we throw it out. Namely, if it was fell on the ground, or there's like extenuating circumstances, and Rava says he never did, never signed with Ravada Baracha, there is no way, Rav Acha Barada, if you say Rav Acha Barada, there is no way the stars do, even if it's been included. That, and I think that's what fish, why does there's a different proof? Because it's so unique. We usually see King Stars, lock, stock, and barrel, it's gone. It's true, it's Emmis. There are a few exceptions. That's like things that digs up this ride. Okay? All right. Go ahead, Eitan. Very good. Yeah, and then if you look in Lashon HaKodesh there, which is the Rashbam over there, it's mashma like that as well. Okay? Aval. Oh. But if the lov is not in front of us, go ahead. Oh. Excellent. This is an amazing line. What does Tysus say here? What does Tysus say here? Phenomenal Chiddush. What does he say? He says, if the loaf is not in front of us, what do we say that we always do? We either do Tanin and Mesuyah, we either do Tanin and Parua, or if we're talking about it with a star that had a Reyesa, we won't be Machzerin, even if he has Kiyum stars. But I'll tell you one thing. He says, Lamaisa, if the lova is not in front of us, in the malva found ADQ, the malva found ADQ, right? Then we would return it to him, to the malva, and if the lova comes screaming the zoo, if it's too late already. So what's going on with this? What's Tosus saying here? I thought Tosus just got through saying that what? And when it falls on the ground, even if you're mekayim it, what's the halacha? What we say, Seth? Even if it falls on the ground, even if you're mekayim it, you don't get it back. Now Tosa says that if the loaf is not in front of us, right? Meaning that whole Gemara b'Metzia, what do we say? Seems like the loaf was what? Was there. The loaf was there, right? The loaf was there. Right? He said, but Tosus said earlier, Vietzi be out of town, we won't tie to Mizuyev. So what is Tosus saying here? He says, if the Lov is not here and the Mava finds Edikim, we would return it to him. What do you mean? I thought we just said what? What'd you say?
The
Lov said, Ein Chayav Mona. Right. What do you mean? What do you mean? Yes. Yes, since it was, like we said, it was a case of Nefila. Correct. He does argue. Lo Yask Kim Isra Ben Nefilasa. And the Lova claims Mezuyah. Right? But what I'm saying to you is that, you see, when Tosus asked the Kasha, what did Tosus say before he said the Yeshloma? Eitan, what did he say? What did he say? He said, Vadai Cheshin and Shem Yotzi Shaloba Fonov. I'll wait till what? Yitzi's out of town, the little Niton Mesuyev, and evidently he won't claim Mesuyev, and then we're going to get stuck, right? That was Tosus Kasha, right? I thought we didn't Tosus, I don't know what I'll prove, we Tanin Mesuyev. Then Tosus asked the Kasha, and we say we don't do Tanin Mesuyev. That's why we'll Yaksa. So what was Tosus' terrence? Tosus' terrence was Don't worry about it. Even if we weren't tending the mezuzah, we'd be tending the peruta. The reason why we're not master, because there's a problem with the what? With the star. What's the problem with the star? There's a reisit. It's a nephilim. Therefore, even if you're mekayim it, I will not collect it. So Yitzi points out very astutely that Tosis said that the Lova will claim that it was what? The Lova claims it was mezuzah. So he's basically answering that what? That Yitzi was in town. Yitzi is in town. So even if I'm the mouth and I would be mekayim the star, I cannot win. Because there is an nephilim. There's a reisin. The Lova is claiming mezuzah. So you can't give the star back to me. Because even if I'm mekayim it, I shouldn't be able to collect it. But what happens if Yitzi's not here? And he doesn't claim mezuzah. And there is an nephilim. And there is a reisin. Then what? Then you can give the star back to me. And if I have the 80 kilim, I can collect it. And then Yitzi comes home and says, Rabbi, Mizuyah, forget about it. Once it's kosher, it's kosher. So I want to write one thing down that we didn't write down. And Yitzi, very excellent point. When I said Reyesug, Kim starts from will, because there's a Reyesug, that's also with what? With the Lola claiming what? Mizuyah. But what I want to stress to you is that Yitzi, in Tosis Kasha, he thought that Yitzi was out of town. The way he was masked with the Gorbo Mitzvah, that Lova was here and he screamed Mizuyah, and therefore the Nephilah does not allow Kiyum Stars to work. You follow what I'm saying? You follow me? Hey, to read that again. About what? About Eleka. Now if the Lova's not in front of us, he's not screaming Mizuyah. Right? Tosis' answer to Lo Yaxer was he was screaming Mizuyah, and therefore we want to be Maxer with Kim Starris. Go ahead. Eli, you follow what I'm saying? Go ahead. Bless you. Go ahead. Exactly. So Yitzi gets back home, starts yelling and letting me say, I'm sorry, Yitzi, too late. What's bizarre about that? Why should it be too late, though? If there is a reis in the star, why should that make a difference? Does everyone follow what I'm saying? Again, let's get with the Aaron. You got it? What's Tosis' answer? Tosis' answer was, let's cross over outside what we saw there. Okay, from Dim Tom. Tosis assumed I'm an out Tanin Mizuyah. Tosis asks, Lo Yaxer, according to Chumman, why Lo Yaxer? The star was lost. The Lola never agreed to it. What are you worried about? Give the star back. If I'm a kind, it shows it's true. If I'm not a kind, I won't get the money. Must be Lo Yaxer, must be evident. We don't stand up and do Tanin Mizuyah. Kasha, what I said in Amun Aleph. Tosis answers and says, no. He's in town. Yitzi's in town. He's screaming Mizuyah. This star has a reisa, and even if I'm a kind of the star, it will not work. So therefore, don't give it back to me. Because if you give it back to me, I'm a kind of the star, maybe some days they will accept it. So we're very nervous about it until Lo Yaxer. Even if you're a kind of the star, it might not be legitimate. Hey, King Stars? I thought King Stars was the panacea for everything. You know what panacea means, right? Panacea is the solution to everything, right? King Stars is not a solution to everything. 99% of the time it is. But if there's a reis, it won't work. And then he brings the example of what Rava, another case of Baba Basra, where Rava said, there's no way ever signed with who? Rav Acha Bar Ada. And therefore we threw it out even as King Stars. But Tosis concludes with, that's only if Yitzi screams Mizuyah do we say that King Stars does not work at a race. If Yitzi's out of town and I find 80Q to verify the stars give it back to me and I collect. Now Yitzi comes back afterwards? No. Came to books. The Heather, it's good. That's very puzzling. Who cares? What is it like a musical chairs? Whoever gets it first? I mean, the bottom line is, if Yitzi screams it's Mizuyah, we should listen to him. Yeah, go ahead.
What happened to Tainan? How do we even allow him to bring ADQ? Should we say right away, if he's out of town, like when we originally said in the answer, no, of course, if he goes out of town, we're going to say Tainan.
Right.
And now we're saying to him, it doesn't matter. If he goes out of town, as long as the mob brings ADQ, it's okay. What happens to Tainan? It seems like he's going back to Tainan. goes out of town, automatically means he should say Tainin.
Claim, so what? Claim Tainin. But I beat that by bringing Eddie Keenum. That's the board. You're right. You're just making a good point. He's saying, Rebbe, we'll do Tainin. Yeah, do Tainin. I got my Eddie Keenum right next to me. I got my Eddie Keenum right next to me. And I did it. I was Mekayim it. So now you want to scream now afterwards that we did Tainin. I brought my Keenum. And now you want to scream yourself. So you want to scream yourself, so when you screamed yourself when you were there, where there was a Reisa, then Kim would not work. But since I did the Kim before you started screaming, it's good.
No, it's not it.
I understand, but my Kim overrode the Tainin of the Zuyah. But I'm saying if you come in and scream, if you would have come in and screamed first when you were there, then the Kim would work.
I'm saying he wasn't there. Was there.
I understand, but you're more powerful than Tainin. That's what I'm saying. That's the line, but I'm saying that's proof of the line that's puzzling with Tyson that we got to explain. Why when you scream, Mizuya, when you're there, and that generates me to do Kim, would the Kim not work? Because they're in a race. But if you're out of town, and I got through the door first, that's why I said it's like musical chairs, and I bring my Eddie Kim, and I got through the door. Once it's close to the Hector, it's Hector. Now you come screaming. Why shouldn't we listen to you? Tosis, we don't listen to you. Why not? Tosis doesn't explain. That's exactly you're asking. That's exactly the point. That's what I'm asking.
Shouldn't the guy
went out of town with Tainin? I just said, what is Tainin? Tainin is Mesuyah. It forces me to do Kim. I do the Kim. I win. So now when you come home and you scream, it's too late already. I'm asking, why is it too late? If you were there originally, my Kim wouldn't have worked. So why is it good now?
I understand why even the 80 cubes for the Mala should work. Because you have a Shara that's where you use plus Tainina, that should not allow the 80 cubes to
work. It does. Tulsa says it does work.
Well, that seems to be going back.
Tulsa says it does work. No. Tulsa, Tainin, the four scheme stars. That was all woman Aleph. Tainina doesn't end the case. Just forces me to do Kim.
With Reusa, it should.
It doesn't. That's what Tulsa say. Tulsa says Tainin, and it doesn't. If you scream, it does. So I'm asking you, right, what's the difference? That Tulsa does not explain. Does everyone get this? All right, got it? Again, Nachum. Tulsa is postulating a rule. The rule being that if you have a star that is a Reusa, and the Lama screams Mizuyah, the Malva never can win. We never give him the star. Because if the Malva gets the star, the Makayim will go to another basin and be able to collect. Even if it's Makuyan, if it has a Reyes, it's a bad aroma to it. There's something going on there that's bad. It's a bad fragrance, we won't return it at all. Isaac, you got me? But if the Lola's out of town and you return the star, the Malva finds the 80 cube, then you let the Malva collect. You let the Malva collect. And even if one gets you come back screaming Mizuyah, it's too late already. Why is it too late? Also get rid of it. Why is it that if I bring the 80 Keenum first, do I overpower the Tainin, whereas if the Lova screamed himself, I don't? That's Tosis' rule. You got the rule? The question is why? This doesn't say why. Yeah, go ahead.
Doesn't
say why. Okay, what does Hukhsuk Be'ether mean? What? Then I'm quicker. I got through the door first. What? No, it does exist. What is Tainin and Mizuyah? Basin stands up and says, whoa, you're not going to collect. We're claiming Mizuyah if Yitzi's out of town. So I say, no problem. I have my 80 Kim here. But Tosa said if Yitzi was screaming there, I'll never get the star back. I'll never get the star back. Because if he's screaming there, Lo Yash, never return the star. Mukhsik is if I find 80 Kim. He's screaming there, Mizuyah, we'll never return it.
Claim on the loan before the Malik.
Tainin is where the loan is not here. That's what I'm saying.
We claim for it. So he is the loan.
I understand, but what's my response to that? If the case is not that. If I have Mekayimit, it's good.
But it was first. It had to be first.
Right? I understand it was first, but that's not him. And he himself spathed it. So what do I have to do? So what do I do to that? If I'm the Malik, I get 80 Kim to override the base in Tainin and Mizuyah. And then I win. That's what Tosa says. Right, but that's in the case where Yitzi didn't say anything. That was the Tainimim. Tainimim until I do Kiyum. Once I do Kiyum, I win. Who's the heifer? So I'm asking you, when the Lova screams Mizuya, why can't I not also take the Kiyum and win? Tosfos, that's bad. Tosfos says, once he screams Mizuya, he wins. Even if I bring the Kiyum. Because we're afraid that it doesn't work. Doesn't work, because there's a ransom. Mizuya, when the Lova claims, Lova and Tawain, Mizuya, not Tainimim. Lova and Tawain, Mizuya, Kiyum Shkar does not work because there's a ransom. Look, Yasir. But if the Basin does Tainimim, then it works, Kiyum Shkar. We should write.
Why didn't you say the only reason Kiyum Shkar is because there's a ransom?
What'd you say?
Why didn't you say the only reason because Kiyum Shkar?
That's not true. That's not true. We have Kiyum Shkar all over the place. Kiyum Shkar works in general, we said. 99% of the time. Whenever there's a Nibiru. Whenever there's a Nibiru. Kiyum Shkar always works. Except for this one case when there's a Nibiru. Rarely is there a Nibiru. The Eastern does Tainimim, then Kiyum Shkar works. So this is what I want. This is what we must explain. Why on earth does one case work and the other not? Seth, you follow me? Why would the Lova screams does the Malva lose, but if you do Tainimim, the Lova Malva wins if it brings it to? What's the difference? What's the difference? Okay, let's get to the Hasbro. Let's get to the Hasbro. Okay, let's get to the Hasbro. I remember I heard this Hasbro from the great Gaon Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg. You know Rav Zalman Nechemya is one of the great Dayan, great Gedolim, in their son, Rav Shmuel Zalman's son-in-law. Great Gaon, Mamash Nos, used to give Shulam and Shalbim. So I became very close with him. He's a great Gaon. I don't think he gives Shulam there and he gives him Kirby Avna. He's a Rosh Hashiva and a Dayan. And he gives personal smicha. I have smicha from him also. He's a great mamish, a great goat. So I heard this teretz from him as follows. The Briska Rav says, what is the reyes of nefila tell me? What does the reyes of nefila tell me? There is a halacha in Bav Metzia. I gave it to you on Chof Chesem and Beis. It says, Ad Rosh Achicha. You have a responsibility when you find a lost object to see to it that the guy that comes forward to retrieve his own object is a truthful man and not a Ramai, not a tripper. It says, Drosh Achicha. You have a responsibility to seek out your brother, to seek out that he is a true person, a tzaddik, not a tricker, not a Ramai. Until you give over that abeda, you better make sure that he's truthful. The Rosh Achicha. So this is a special halach in Hilchos HaShavas Abeda, that if the shtar fell, we are choshes of trickery. And therefore, we can never return a shtar, even if the shtar has been verified. Okay? But, in Hilchos Toyin V'Nitan, in Hilchos of Claims, even after it fell, and there is a reisa, if the shtar is mekuyim, it's kosher. And the nefila does not make any chshash in Hilchos Toyin Dinitan. And therefore, if the shtar was already returned to the malva, and it was mekuyim, it is kosher to collect. This is the chiddush that we want to explain. Meaning, it runs as follows. There is Hilchos HaShavas Aveda, and there is Hilchos Toyin V'Nitan. HaShavas Aveda is retrieving lost objects. Hilchos Toyin V'Nitan is claims between the Malva and the Lova. In Hilchos HaShavas Aveda, there's a big problem here. You have to prove he's not a Ramai. Well, it's on the ground. We're cautious of something's up here. Fine. But in Hilchos Toyin V'Nitan, even though something might be up on the shtar, in the object, but if you verify the shtar, then in fact, it's what? It is totally good. It is totally good, and therefore it doesn't create any concern. If the Malva was Mekayim the shtar, therefore it's fine, and it's kosher for him to collect. With this in mind, this is the Hesber of Tisus. when Lova, when Yitzi screams, Mezuyah, 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 what does that mean? When Yitzi screams, Mezuyah, 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 even if I'm the kind of star, I can't collect from it. Because we assume that in the halacha, it's considered to be what? It can't be returned. Because it's a chisarim. It's a chisarim in Hilchos what? In Hilchos Hashavas Aveda. It cannot be returned. And therefore, you're screaming that it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. So therefore, we assume what? We assume it can never be returned to me. Ever. Even if I verify it, I shouldn't be able to collect. But if Yitzi's out of town, and we scream, it's based in Tainin, Tainin, Tainin. So then, in Hilchos Tolein V'nitan, the halacha is that as long as I'm the Kayimit, I have beaten out the Bezdin's mouthpiece defending Yitzi. And therefore what? Therefore the star has already been returned to me. It's like any other star, and if it's Mekuyim, I could be able to what? I could be able to collect it. So therefore, when Yitzi screams Mezuyah, it pronounces the problem in Hilchos Hashavas Aveda and will never return it. When Yitzi's not here and Basin's just doing Tainina, then in Hilchos Toim V'nitan, I win because L'maisa, I had 80 Kiyum here, and therefore if I found 80 Kiyum, it's returned to me, and he comes screaming afterwards, it's already too late. Because it's already been verified as a star in Hilchos Toim V'nitan, I have one, I have been master certified the star, and I should be able to collect. It's kind of like you're having a cake and you're eating it too. But what it means is, it's what perspective of halacha you're looking at it. Is it Hilchos Hashavas Aveda, or is it Hilchos Toli Benita? Hilchos Hashavas Aveda, if Yitzi screams about it, then it's forced, it's done. Forget about it. You can never prove that I'm not or alive. But if Yitzi's not screaming about it, and it's just a problem of a reisah that it fell, I'm not saying that, I'm not minimizing the problem, it's a problem, but Yitzi didn't pronounce it at all. So as long as I can win through the means of Hilchos Toim V'nitan, I'll win. And if I find 80 Kiyum, I'll be successful. That's one hesber that I heard from Rav Nechemya B'Shem the Brisker wrote. Okay, this is where Shmuel Rozovsky says as follows. That's one shot. Let's get the other shot. The other shot is, a second shot is, this is very interesting, and the Rav has this concept, which we're going to talk about in the show. There's a concept called the Rav developed, and Shmuel Rozovsky has it like this, and there's nothing for Jovich, something called Thesis Baal Ashtar. What does Thesis Baal Ashtar mean? Somehow, when the person's holding the star, it gives the star validity. If you're holding the star, the Malvin, Thesis Baal Ashtar, then it gives it a chavos. So, you want the title like this. If the star is in the hand of the Malva, it was written for the Malva, of course, and the star is Mekuyim, that's a din in Hilchos Stars, it's kosher to collect. But Kol Zman, the star is not in the hand of the Malva, what's the halacha? Kol Zman, the star is not in the hand of the Malva, what's the halacha? The star has no cheskes kashrus, and we should be afraid that it's forged. So even if we return to Shalok Yedin, it has no din star. Meaning, if Yitzi screams Mezuyah, 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 the star hasn't been returned to me. There's no validity in the star because I'm not holding it. There's no thesis bala star. But in the case where you're not screaming, you were out of town, and Bezdin might be screaming, the bottom line is if I have 80 Kiyum and I get the star returned to me, once I grab it, then it has a halo star and I can collect. That's the finish of Taisa. It's very conceptual, this Taisa. This last Chiluk of Taisa is very, very conceptual. And he doesn't explain what Yossi said very nicely. He doesn't explain what those words mean. Huchsik Behetr. What does that mean, Huchsik Behetr? So we want to say it in one of two ways. Either from the perspective of Hilchos Toim V'nitan, it's fine. Hilchos Hashavas Aveda, if Yitzi scream, then it's bad. If Yitzi didn't scream, it's just Tainina, then Hilchos Toim V'nitan takes over, and we win. Or you say, like the second shot, Thesis Baal Ashtar. If Yitzi's screaming, they're never going to return it to me. But if Yitz is not screaming, and Beis Din was just screaming, so I'll find my Edikim, they'll return to me. Once I return to me, he has a Shavuot Shtar, Tfisas Bala Shtar, and therefore has a Chalais, and therefore I can collect. These are the two experiments that we want to say in the Pshat Tesis. You follow me? It's a hard Tesis, but Lamaisa, the bottom line from Tesis is that there is a Kiddush of what we call Taininim L'mezuyeth, and we will say this Lamaisa across the board with Pashas. We will say the din of Taininim across the board. Okay, now there's a few other points that I just want to mention. I wanted to mention something in the Parsha too, very quickly. Yes, Seth, go ahead.
Does the second explanation though explain why Taininim doesn't carry as much weight as a little bit? Why Taininim?
You're right. Seth's asking good. I'll tell you why. Because what Taininim is like a stopgap. Because Taininim is, we're not going to give you a penny until you prove more approval. Once you prove more, you'll get it. You follow me? Whereas when Yitz is screaming, it's mamish like it's a destruction. I'm never going to get the star, so it's done. I've lost. You follow me? Whereas Taininim is like a stopgap. It's a very excellent point that Seth brings up. In the second Hesper, what Taininim is, it's a stopgap that I won't be able to collect. But if I bring any cube, then I'll be able to collect. I'll get the star, I'll be able to collect. When he screams, I'll never ever get the star. It's more than a stopgap, it's mamish destroying the guy. It's a very excellent point. Very, very good point. That's what the second Hesper is saying. The first Hesper just said conceptually which halacha you look at it as. Hashem Saveda, if he screams, then it's done. Because I'll never go through, I'm not a trigger. If Hilchos Torah get it done, they're screaming, so let them scream, basically. If I bring any kiyum, I'll win. So it's a very similar answer, but this is conceptually just which halacha you do it from, and the second one is the notion of thesis balashtar. But it's being masked with that kiyum. And Yitzi's point was a tremendous point. That's the crux of the chibuk, the lower one, screaming the suit. It's just interesting, in the Kashi formulates, he's out of town, and then when he gives the answer, right, when he gives the answer, he says that what? He says he's in town. And the Lobo must be Tori Mizuyev. Very excellent. Okay. Let's just add one more point. There's a few other points I want to mention. Maybe we'll mention in the beginning tomorrow, because tomorrow we want to start the Gemara. Okay? But there's a few other points I want to mention. There's one I want to mention now, though. The Maharam asks on Eitan, very, very nicely. The Maharam asks the following Kasha. Okay, in the beginning of the Kasha that Eitan read so nicely today. And that is as follows. He asks, why shouldn't it be Choshish that maybe he will Mekayim it and collect it? What was Tosis Kasha? What was Tosis Kasha according to the Rabbanan? Don't return it. What are you nervous about? If you return it to me, if I Mekayim it, I'll win. If I don't Mekayim it, I won't be able to collect. He says, no, I'm afraid that if you Mekayim it and you collect it, the loaf will not be able to say Parua. Because maybe it fell from the lova, and it really was parua. You understand? What was Tosus Kasha here on the Rabbana? What did the Rabbana say? Lo yasser. What are you nervous about? If the mob is Mekayim it, he'll win. He should win. If he's not Mekayim, he won't be able to collect the penny. Right, Eitan? That was the Kasha, right? Must be that Tosus asked him, so we don't stand up and do penny against what he said in the Rabbana. The Maharam says, one second. Just because I'm a Kayimit, I should win? Maybe the Lova paid back and it fell out of the Lova's pocket. It's a great kasha. Why does Tosus assume if I'm a Kayimit, I'm going to win? Follow me on it? Maybe it fell out of the Lova's pocket and he paid back. So the Maharam answers that the Gemara in Bo Metzia, and I want you to get this, says we're not choshish that it was paid back. Maybe this is what you're going to say, Seth. Because it was paid back. What would the lover do to it? He would rip it off. Excellent, Seth. He would have ripped it off. Very excellent. And since he didn't rip it off, don't tell me it was paid. It's with the Maram. He just basically just points out the Gemara. The Pnei Yeshua here answers that the Gemara says, as Yitzi said, the lover ain't a chayav moda. The lover claims lahadam. What does lahadam mean? What does La'adam mean? Lo ayu dvarim yolo. It's an expression. It's an acronym, that. Latam. Abbreviation, that. Latam means lo ayu dvarim yolo. The Loma claims it never happened. And therefore, there's a famous rule in Baba Basra, the Dafei Amaral. Kol Omer, lo lavisi, ki lo omer, lo parati dami. If you say you didn't borrow, excellent are. As if you said you didn't pay back. Because you're saying the whole thing didn't exist. That's what Tosha says in Bob Metzir. And Daf Yud Gimel Mezer Maskel Ho, and Tosha Shubasari Beis Mezer Maskel Dinit. So please get this. The Loiva said Mezuyuv. The Loiva said Mezuyuv. Now the Aram understood that when the Gemara said in Chayav Moda, it meant that he wasn't around. He didn't admit and he didn't deny. But the Pnei Yeshua quotes the Tosha that says, no, they claim the whole thing didn't exist. So therefore, Seth, there's no possibility of saying that maybe it was paying. Because the Loiva himself says it didn't exist. So don't be worried about that, what, if I'm a Kayimid. Maybe he paid back already. That doesn't exist there. That shot, either it's all or nothing. Either he owes me the money, or it didn't happen. Because, but what I'm saying, Yaakov, is that the Gemara said, at least according to the Maharam, that this is the Chiddush Lamaisa, I'm sorry, the Pnei Yeshua, that the Loiva claimed that it didn't exist. So you could not have said, see, anyone who says it didn't exist, if you say, well, Lavisi, I didn't borrow, including saying not borrowing, I didn't pay back. So you can't tell me the law is going to claim I paid back. The case is he claimed that he didn't pay back. You follow me? Very good. That's the Pnei Yeshua. And the Maharam says, no, the Gemara just says, it's like Seth said. If it was paid back, we would have ripped it off. So the two answers to solve that question. Okay?
Yes, you went to the Maharam, that what is supposed to be the answer, that he could have just claimed Perua, and that's why
No, we would have claimed Parua Lamaisa.
Yeah,
we would have claimed Parua. I mean, how could a Kaisa have said that, you mean?
He's like, that would have never even been an issue. So,
There's how could we have claimed Parua, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, we as a Beis Din, you mean? How could we have claimed Parua?
Get out of the tomorrow by saying that you could have just claimed Parua.
No, I'll tell you why. Because it's going to under a mayor whose motive structure costs with Sarach Lakaima, which Parua is believed. I'm saying Tosus in the Teretz brings in Reb Meir. In the Kashe, was only asking Aliva de Rabbana. You're making a great point. Aliva de Reb Meir, though, you would be believed to say Parua. Because Reb Meir says, Moro Mishtar Shkasa Sarich Lekaimo, you have to verify, and the Lord is believed to say Parua. But in the Kashe, we're going like the Rabbana, who said, Moro Mishtar Shkasa Ainot Sarich Lekaimo. The old name Sarich Lekaimo, Parua is not believed. You follow what I'm saying? And the question is, why is it not believed? So either you say it because it would have been ripped off, or because he said, la'adam. Okay. Very good. So there's a few more elements we got to discuss tomorrow before we go lightning. I want to just close with something from the Parsha. Okay? In Halacha, usually Sundays. Next Sunday, I want to talk about Prusbel. The whole year we'll do a Prusbel. Because anyone who loans someone money, you got to write about Prusbel to loan it back. Otherwise, the end of the year, it cancels it, and you lose your money. We have to make a base in the shul. A lot of guys loan guys money. They want to have a Prusbel. They don't want to lose money. Okay? All right, so we'll do that next week. Just one brief Chiddush of Adam Zomanin. The Gemara writes in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Tes that there are four people that if they do such and such aveiras, they are announced on the Shlosh Regalim that they did such and such aveira, and they're executed. Or given malchus, whatever aveira did. Who are the four guys? Arba Srichim Bachroz. It's Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Pei Tes Manalim. Who are the four guys? Amasis. Amasis is a Jew that causes another Jew to do a Hazara. Infiltrates Yadus. Number two is a Benzor Mora. Number three is a Zaken Mavre. Zaken Mavre is a rebellious Rav that was asked to Shiloh, and he didn't know the answer. He went to the Sanhedrin HaGadol. He got up Zaken, and he comes back and says against them. He's executed. And number four is who? Adam Zomanin. If anyone is one of these four, they actually announced that Mr. X is one of these four, and he was executed when everyone was all of the record. What's so special about these four? So the Ramban writes on his Perish and Chumash the following. Any aveira that a person does in halacha has two elements to it. The action the Maisa and the Totsal, an outcome. Meaning there's a lot of Chil Hashem that emerges from an Aveira, reverberates very strongly. And most Aveiras are prohibited the action. But there are some Aveiras are prohibited because of the outcome and the Totsal and the reverberations of the Chil Hashem that emerge from the action. Okay? Now, action-oriented Aveiras people will treat very seriously. Murder, Avodah Zarah, adultery, Niv, eating ham, wearing Shabbos. But if an Aveira is result-oriented, people might trivialize it and minimize it. That's why the Rambam says these four must be announced. Because these four are not Maisa-oriented, they're outcome-oriented. And there must be an announcement that these four are very bad, and we have to cut it out, and we won't allow it. And the Rav Zatzal added on, we'll close with this, that there's no coincidence that every one of these four Aveiras, there's either a sheet in the Gemara, which we postulate, or a sheet in the Shom that says you do not need Asra. What's the reason why we have Asra? Today, Lahafin, Rein Shomim, amazing. Why do you give a guy a straw? God can say, I didn't know it was us. If you give him a straw and then he says, I'm a pecan, I'm going to do it, obviously he's amazing. When do you need a straw? When you need to determine whether the vice Aveira was shown to be amazing. But if the nature of the Aveira is outcome oriented, it's result oriented, we don't care about whether the action was to be shown to be amazing. The bottom line, the outcome emerges. You follow me? That is why the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Ches, Lo Sachmo Lo Sachas Alav. Don't be merciful and don't cover up Maisis. You even hide Aiden behind a fence. And even if he's unsuccessful in convincing the Jew to do a Avodah Zarah, we still execute him. Because to have a fellow Yid infiltrating the Agnus, horrible thing. To get him to leave, get Yid to leave and do a Avodah Zarah, Maisis Lo Sachas Alav. So Kimari, the Gemara of the Pharisees of Sanhedrin Pehemet base doesn't need Asra. To have a Rav be arguing on the Sanhedrin Agadol, the Rambam writes the Sanhedrin Agadol of the Amudei Ora, the progenitors of the Masorah. To jeopardize that is very dangerous. It's the outcome, the reverberations that we can't allow it. So Eidim Zolim. Why are Eidim Zolim? What's the getter of the Aveira? Is it the lie? The fact you lied? Two Eidim Zolim distraction comes from 11 a.m. in Manhattan on Wednesday morning. Another set says you were with us at 8 a.m. The first two guys in L.A. on Wednesday morning. Couldn't have testified. We give back to them what they try to give out. What's the Aveira of Eidim Zolim? Is it the lie in court? Or is it the fact that you were caught as an Eidim Zolim? The Rav said it's the result of being caught as an Eidim Zolim. There's no Hasra that Marat Zuzuz Alamed Beis for Eidim Zolim. Because again, the getter of the Aveira is what? Result oriented, not action oriented. You know, let's say May 10th they testify falsely. September 10th we caught them. Do we apostle them on Afreya? If the getter of the Aveira is the lying, we apostle them on Afreya. If the getter of the Aveira is when you catch them, then September 10th. Nikana Lahav, oh, Nifso, one of my friends, Nifso. Machlis the Bayer Rav of Okam and Abayim. We pass the Rava, except in the Alkagams, this is one of the Alkagams, it's Abayim. And lastly, Eidim Zolim, and then Sir Mor, is that action-oriented? He's Nido Hashem Sofo. The Torah projects he's going to be a murderer. He hasn't done any murder yet. Okay, he ate some meat, he stole bad things. We're projecting. Does he need Asra? When you first bring him in front of Beis Din, you warn him, it's Machlis Rashi and Rava. So there is a Shita that says you don't need Asra. So this is a very important, we should never trivialize, even if the Aveira is not action-oriented, it's just as bad. We see this by the halacha of Arba, Tzrichim Machros. Okay, everyone have a good day. Chaz are over. And we'll go back to the Gemara tomorrow. We'll start the Gemara tomorrow with a little bit.